At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar.
See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
It's time to add some spice to your nooner. Funny. This is the place where big time guests, bold opinions, and little cute doggies come together. This is Rothman and Ice,
sponsored by Pella Columbus, windows and doors that go beyond.
All right, welcome back in. Glad to have you guys with us on a wet and wild Wednesday. Rothman and Ice, Anthony Rothman, Matty Ice Hayes, and CB. Boys, how we feeling?
Man, it was wet and wild last night. Wet and wild last night. The sirens were popping off. My neck of the woods was okay, I guess, for what some other people were dealing with north of me. You know, I'm kind of east side-ish out there on my side. And I got the sirens around 10:30, 11 o'clock.
You got the Walking Dead walls built around
your
place,
that,
right?
And then I just fell asleep. So I made it through. I hope everything on your side of town was okay. How'd it go over there?
Yeah, I mean, you know, trying to herd the animals down into a basement is not easy, but, you know, you're not going to just try to, you know, pick them up, carry them, whatever. You want them, because then they'll just race back up. But, yeah, we were right in the path there around, you know, Westerville, that area, as it was coming through a little bit of the northern side of the city, and it was coming through around 10:45, 10:50. Mm-hmm. We got the all clear around 11:20. I will tell you this. There was a sonic boom about, I don't know, 10:45, that I literally thought, I'm afraid to look outside.
Sonic the Hedgehog?
Something was just obliterated.
That's scary, man.
And it just rattled everything, the foundation. Other than that, we're okay. I hope everybody else is.
Yeah.
After that, I mean, slept right through it, no problem. In fact, I didn't even hear, well, no, I lied. I probably did. I was watching the hockey game. It was really good. The Rangers in Carolina going to OT. And so I was, didn't lose power.
Okay. Which is the most important thing.
Which is, it was just,
forget safety. I still got to watch TV.
No, it's kind of like, unfortunately, it's kind of the amateur's version of, are we all okay?
Right.
Right. The second you lose power, it's like that. It's like the pregame to the big game. But if you have power, it's so stupid. Somehow you feel like, oh, we're all still okay. We got power.
So here's what happened to me during the storm, because, you know, 10 TV, they were all over the coverage. All over the coverage. Our guy Jerry, we had him in studio a couple weeks ago. He was doing his thing, but I got a little bit of beef with Jerry today. The man had to do his job.
Bring him over here.
The man had to do his job, which I understand. But as you know, on CBS, on Tuesdays, it's FBI Tuesday. So I'm watching FBI, right? And I'm catching up on the first episode of the night, and Jerry cuts in the last 5 minutes of the show, and I don't even know how the episode ended. It was a great episode.
So you're going to be that guy.
And I know Jerry had a job
to do.
Forget
about safety. I missed the last few minutes of my program.
Dang, Jerry. That's how you're going to do your boy?
Well, here's a good thing. Since the TV station is right over there, first of all, you can go brush up against him now and tell him what you think in person. And then you can probably find an area in that building over there. You could have somebody maybe dial that up for you. You could just sit in a dark room and watch the last 10 minutes. You could have your own on demand.
Listen, I don't want too much smoke with Jerry. Remember, he was at the Arnie pumping, man. That dude, he gets it in. He may not be a dude you want to mess with around here.
Yeah, I think that was a little bit for show. You can also ask him about that.
Oh, maybe some of those fake dumbbells
for
that you see
show.
In movies, some of those.
I think it was a little bit Steve Carell, 40-year-old virgin, for show. By the way, and Madison Reich was with him, so I want to give her credit.
They did a great job.
By the way, she had a great line, and I want to give her credit for this, because she was talking. I've never thought about this before. She says, I know this is going to sound silly, so just, I'm getting that out there right now.
Yeah.
But when you're sitting in your home, and you're in the path of a potential tornado, a warning, and you know, and they can zero in on, I don't know when it's going to actually pop up, but, and funnel cake you right out of here.
Powder sugar on that too?
Yeah, you know, King's Island, baby. And so the last thing you want is obviously to be in the path, anybody to be in it. But if you're in it, and I'm sitting there, you know, pizza sweats, no shoes, no socks, and all that.
Yeah.
And she started to say, I know this is silly, but when you're in the path of a tornado, even if you're in the basement, you've got walls between you and the outside and all that. If, God forbid, there was a horrendous thing that mm-hmm. happened and your neighborhood got obliterated or your home got brushed up on, whatever, you should probably be in the right clothing to escape the rubble. Now, when I heard that, I was like, wow, that sounds extreme. But if there's a tornado potential beating down a path on your home and you survive it, shoes make sense, right? She was even saying, hey, you got a stray bicycle helmet around. Strap that baby on.
Fire up the scooters. Anything you got.
For that 20 minutes, she was right. I probably should have. Long sleeve shirt. You know, you don't know what's going to happen or what you're going to need to climb over or get through.
Yeah.
And if you're in bare feet,
it's
like
work
Bruce
well
Willis in Die Hard, right?
That's
got to pick a terrorist with a size 8.5. Like,
so get the track shoes on.
Just anything.
And get ready to hightail it is what
it's
she was suggesting.
The first time I've ever heard anyone suggest that.
Yeah.
And she disclaimed by, I know this is going to sound silly, but
I
want to give Madison Reich a lot of credit.
Yeah, shout out to Madison.
Maybe
for
I
that.
Go over there, give her praise, and you can beat down Marks, and we can play good cop, bad cop on the coverage.
That is valuable information that she gave out. Next time I will make sure my gym shoes are next to me when this happens. That way, if I got to get into my Usain Bolt bag, I can absolutely do that as well.
Well, or you're Rambo trying to crawl out from a mine shaft, right?
He has machetes though, doesn't he? He's
got he had in the first blood, he just wrapped that turpentine, the towel, and all he had was the flame.
Yeah, see, I don't think I'm as strong as him though. That's the thing. He's got some otherworldly strength that I can't tap into.
Well,
that's the problem. There
with
Rambo.
He's been taught and trained.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I don't have that.
That would make a billy goat puke. Yeah. I mean, he's got a lot of. Got a lot of training.
Well, listen, I'm glad we all made it. I hope everybody, got out of that thing safely last night, because those things can be scary. But let's get down to brass tacks here. You weren't here yesterday for a specific reason.
So it was obviously it's a very big perk. It's the perk of the year. It's, the Memorial Tournament Media Day. It's a select field, guys that really go out there and get down and dirty and cover that tournament for years. And, proud to say, and also sad to say, this is my 30th, and so it's kind of a milestone, I felt, for me, because, I'd started covering that tournament back in Memorial Week of 1994, so this is the 30th for me. So when, I don't think the numbers add up there, maybe it's 31, who knows?
Just keep going.
I never know. It sounds like 30 years, but, there's always that extra number maybe on the back side of the front.
Will we get the 50?
No, that's a guarantee. And number two, we get to 50.
How about 40?
That's horrible.
See, under for appearances for AR at the Memorial Media Day tournament. 35.5?
I like that number. I like that. If you were handicapping, that's not a bad number. But I'm going to say I would take the under.
I'll take your word for it. I'll go under.
Unless I go full Tiger and take the cart. By the way, after walking that beast again.
Are you with me that Tiger deserves a cart?
Deserves, yes.
Ain't got nothing to do with it.
Wants, will do, no. Wait for the senior tour. Then you can get in a cart. And he can dominate in the buggy. He want to ride in the buggy. He should ride in the buggy. I will tell you this, and I would never count him out, right? But I'm telling you, I think having to walk that place for him, I think we've seen the last of him in Dublin.
That's tough.
That's not playing it.
He'll make some appearances.
Who knows?
Cash some checks.
Maybe we'll have a senior championship there of some kind.
Dang. But that's where we're at with them.
There were guys that had carts in Media Day yesterday. So our friend Dave Shadlowski, Golf Digest, awesome player, and he's on my team. And I walk up to the first tee. It's Scotty Vegas and myself walking with the first tee, and our wonderful host, Jeff Logan, also a great stick. We had a great team. And we walk up the first tee, and Shed's sitting on a cart. Got a back tweak.
Okay.
And I look at him, and I drop the father quote from Rudy, I go, that is the most beautiful sight these eyes have ever seen. That cart and you taking it. Now I can be a passenger every now and then. It was awesome.
All you needed was one.
I did not rest. And there were more than one out there. But anyway, here's the good news.
Yeah.
I'm not going to bore you with the golf. Parred a few holes, did nothing fantabulous, but I will say that, you know, got to the signature 12th hole. We're playing from the top, right? And all, and for me, if you play 12 at Memorial, it's an official game. Like, it's five innings. Like, you get through 12. If you don't get through 12, it's not an official round for me. But if you get through 12, it is.
Yeah.
And put one right in the middle of the green, had a birdie putt, left a little short, tap and par. Skies opened up. Thunderstorm. Oh, apparently, by the way, you and I have the same theme going. Apparently, the horn went off. I didn't hear it. Just like normal in my life.
This is the second time. Because you and CB slept through the last bad storm that we had about a month ago or whatever that was. That's a little scary, Big Dog. So, we got to get you up.
And we're out there, and the horn supposedly was going up. Remember, we're in the far tip of the tournament. Like, that corner, the 12 corner there is, you know, maybe 15, obviously, is the furthest point. But we're, you know, we're out on 12 green. And we don't hear any horn, probably because Logan rolled in a birdie putt at 12, and we kind of roared, and I'm wondering if that's when the siren went off. So Logan looks at me and goes, I think that was just a police car. Heavy stuff's not going to come down for a while. Let's play on. So we get to 13, and now it's really raining. And we're sitting, I got a ball right in front of the green on 13, and it's like, and the caddy, Mike, was like, guys, I hate to break it to you, but I'm feeling some static in the air.
Oh, no.
Some static cling. And, like, maybe the hair on the back of his neck is standing up like he's impending doom.
About to
you know, they
zapped.
Say when you get struck with lightning, and I haven't. I hope this never happens. How many times have you been struck with lightning? Six times. 66 times. When it gets hit, if you're going to get hit, there is a half a second before you get zapped, I guess, that you will tingle.
I've heard this as well.
You might feel a tingle.
I've never experienced it.
And if you've got great instincts like you have, or great reaction time, hit the ground as fast as you can. Like, lowest point.
Like, I'm doing it up, down?
So we get there, and we're all like, I feel a little static in the air. And so we picked up. So we hoofed it back to the clubhouse for the horse duvers that I like. And everyone's eating and drinking and having a good time. And some people talk about going back out. And I'm like, no way. Back stiff up. Now I'm not going back. Like, I'm built for just a fluid
You're
one
like
time.
The starting pitcher that doesn't come out of a rain delay.
Correct. Absolutely. Nailed it. Done. And the good part is, here's maybe the best part. So it's an unsanctioned bout. There is no winner. The cup stayeth home.
Crown him again.
Now I can truly retire off the victory and never go back.
There we go.
But anyway, we're looking forward to being out the tournament. You and I will be out there.
Still the reigning and defending Media Day champ.
It's like a my COVID guy, year.
Anthony.
Yeah, it's like a rough. Because there was no winner.
I
choose not to play.
Trophy's still
Wouldn't
yours.
Wouldn't that be great if he said, hey, guys, we're all going back out to finish like 6-7 holes. And I just stood up and said, I choose not to play.
And they may have stripped the title.
But anyway, no, it was great. Tom and Dan and the whole crew out there, the team, it's going to be great. Your boy Victor is going to defend the real thing. And, you know, I was talking to Dan the other day, and I was thinking, like, I'm sorry for that question I asked you when we had you on the air about, hey, you're going to get the top 10 in here, you know, outside of Rom. Are you going to get? He's like, yeah, we're going to get them all. And then I started thinking after the interview, boy, what a dumb question. Hey, idiot, of course they're coming. They're playing for $4 million for the win. Why wouldn't they come? And it's Jack's house. And so it should be great.
But well, you guys had a good time. Right?
And I think I've fortified our position. If we can pull this off, we may pull something off on Pro-Am Day as well. And you and I have never done the show out there on Pro-Am Day.
I'm hyped for that. That's Wednesday, so right?
That'd be the Wednesday.
Looking forward to it.
In early June there. What's the exact date on that? I'll have to take a look. That would be June 5th.
Yeah,
well done, Maddie. All right. So we'll look forward to that. And everything else is good. No other highlights other than I two-fisted a couple of Jack's famous milkshakes on the way home, which is great.
Two-fisted?
Yeah, that's right. Oreo and Buckeye. And I did find out Jack's favorite flavor. I don't even know if I can. And it's not on the board.
Oh, he probably doesn't
they
want
make it
he probably doesn't
off
want
the board.
He probably doesn't want that out there. He probably need to keep that in-house.
And I said, can anyone get his? And they said, if you're in the clubhouse, you can. All right. We got Schefter on at 12:33. Maddie, we watched a Cavs game last night. Pride alone is not the answer. And the bigger question, is there one to save them? We'll talk about it next. Rothman and Ice and the Fan.
If you don't like listening to Morning Juice, Bobby Carpenter's man nipples will punch you in the face. For real.
You want to fight, do you?
Weekdays from 6 to 9.
The Fan.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every goal, every game, every point, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a game-winning goal in the final seconds of OT or a shot on goal in the first period.
Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365.
21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Rothman and Ice.
Sponsored by Pella Columbus. Windows and doors that go beyond.
All right, Cavs get hammered game one by the Celtics. Not a massive shocker. I think what kind of blows me away during the NBA playoffs, I know they play a seven-game series, so you're going to have games that have this. Maybe it's just me, and I think I've pointed this out to you before. There are so many bad NBA playoff games right now. Like, massive blowouts. And I know all these teams aren't created equal. We have different seeding and all that. But don't you think teams shouldn't be losing by 25 or more in a playoff game?
Not
every
now
and then. But
yeah, I mentioned it to you.
Points,
I mentioned it
points.
To you last week that this game one could get a little nasty for the Cavs. Not only because clearly Boston is just much better than them right now, but they just got done playing seven games, and you got to go on the road and go in to Boston, and it's the power of the three-point shot, too, with these teams that shoot so many threes in today's game that you have the ability to pull away from a team in a dramatic way, but also you have the ability to close the gap when you're down big because of that. So you just watched the game last night. No Jared Allen. That's a big hit for the Cavs for sure, but it's also just the size and the talent of Boston, and especially out there on the wing. The Cavs are in trouble defensively. They're in a lot of trouble in this series because we just watched, you know, in the previous seven games against Orlando, what a big guy like Bancaro was able to do. And Boston has those guys in waves. And so when you have Donovan and Darius and Max Strus and some of these guys that are out there on the perimeter, they're just not going to offer a bunch of resistance for the Celtics on the defensive end. So the Celtics offensively are probably going to be really comfortable. Whether this goes four or five games, who knows? They're not going to be stretched out too much on offense, in my opinion.
They're not. They just drain threes from everywhere. Cavs were down 10.5, and it felt like a victory. Honestly, it did to me. Now, they had to come out and do something in the first 5-6 minutes of the third quarter. They didn't. But they had Donovan Mitchell to help keep them within shouting distance. And every time they did, and I will say this, if Derek White continues to do what he's been doing,
awesome,
the Celtics are definitely going to the finals. They should go anyway, but he gives them, I mean, his confidence, that three, I'm not trying to find any fault with the Cavs as far as how they match up against the Celtics. That is what it is. I get that. I like to see a little better plan defensively. Evan Mobley, what are you doing? I mean, I guess he's just trying to stay out of foul trouble. If you're going to help, help. Don't, like, hedge off and then do nothing. Like, I just, there are certain things that bother me about that game. But you're right. And by the way, no Porzingis. Did you even think about that?
They don't need him.
That's the other point.
That's how deep they are, right? Just with the acquisition of Drew Holiday and how he can just hound your wings and hound Darius Garland. You could throw a Derek White on Donovan Mitchell and switch that up before you even get to Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, who are really good defensive players as well. You mentioned Derek White in his shooting. It was crazy,
unreal.
Right? In between he and Brown, they knocked in 11 of 18 threes.
Jaylen was amazing.
We talked about it on Friday, right? When we knew this series was happening, that Boston is one of the most elite three-point shooting teams in the sport. And you combine what they do on that end with what they could do on the defensive end, and that's why they've been viewed as one of the favorites all year long. They shot 39% from three. They put up 46 of them and made 18. So they're going to stress you out there, and the Cavs on the other side of it put up 42 threes and only knocked down 11 for 26% from the three-point line. So the math obviously was not in their favor. I'll tell you what, man, what's been a disappointment for me for the Cavs going through this postseason has just been Darius Garland. Like, I thought after what happened last year
with that team and the core of that team going through that rough series against the Knicks, that in these moments he would be a lot better and really rise up. And his just offensive production has been so inconsistent that's why they really have found themselves in some of these dogfights with the Magic. And in a series like this, you find yourself in a blowout because he's needed to be that 20, 25 a night type of guy. And he's shown the flashes, but in the postseason, DG is just nowhere to be found with his consistency right now.
No, it's weird because I'm thrilled that they finally won a playoff series without LeBron James. Like, that's great. All right, let's acknowledge that. That's good. They got out of that first round, which made everybody feel like, okay, it's not imploding. But if Donovan Mitchell has one foot out the door already and the future is Mobley and Garland, it doesn't feel that great right now. They got absolutely boat raced last night. Yeah. And here's the other problem. They're not built to out-physical. They're just not. And so where are you offensively? Yes, you have Mitchell. You have a Superman. If he doesn't score 70, are you not winning? Like, that's kind of where they are. So to your point, those guys have to step up. You cannot hang with the Celtics at all if you can't devise a game plan that can either out physical or muck it up somehow and feel like you can be in this thing. So Mitchell was still a beast. We know that. But now what you can hope for, and this is not a strategy, is that the Celtics cool off a little bit from the outside and give you a fighting chance.
Yeah.
And you still go in there with the mindset of, hey, we could steal a game. It just doesn't feel stealable right now. Mm-hmm. But to my original point that I made in the beginning, this NBA playoff has surprised me. I'm not bet on the Cavs. Not into that. I probably would. If you asked me if I would bet against a sweep, I probably would. I'd bet against a sweep. The odds are probably not in my favor with that because I don't think, although after last night, maybe CB can check. I wonder what the odds are on a Celtics sweep. I would bet against it just because I know that we've watched the NBA enough to know the Cavs should get a game.
It feels gentleman sweep-ish to me.
4-1.
That they get one of these things, but man, I don't think any of us would be shocked if it's a clean 4-0 sweep. Boston's just that good. They're just that good, and the Cavs have too many deficiencies right now to go up against this team that's just fully loaded.
They are, and we'll play again Thursday, right?
I would assume so, yeah.
Thursday at the Celts. They're already a 13.5-point favorite, I see, which isn't wrong to be that way. I got burned because I dipped a toe in the water when they were getting 15.5 down like 11. Like, maybe they'll hang in this thing. Smart. All right, we'll come back. We got Adam Schefter on deck, the senior NFL insider. The Kansas City Chiefs can do no wrong on the field. Off the field, they still got some things going on. We'll talk to them about it next. Rothman and Ice and the Fan.
We have so many local shows, I can't fit them in a 10-second promo. So let's just say we're live and local all damn day.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every goal, every game, every point, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a game-winning goal in the final seconds of OT or a shot on goal in the first period.
Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365.
21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Fascinating, informative, covered in dog slobber. You're listening to Rothman and Ice.
All right, as we all navigate the waters of college football, if you want to still call it collegiate football, and these coaches who get paid millions of dollars themselves have to find a balance in my mind between ingratiating themselves to recruits because they know what they want, but also still being a coach and deciding what they believe is important when it comes to selecting their players. You know, it's when you're recruiting players in the old school, it was for fit and talent and character and personality and
culture,
everything, right? Right. How do they fit in?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now the player, the tail is wagging the dog now. No. You're on my team. I am not on yours. Mm. That's how it feels.
Here's
to me.
My routing number, an account number. That's what you
my
need.
My goodness. That is amazing.
There you go.
Give me the routing number.
It's where we're at.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
It really
There's
is.
There's a t-shirt idea in there somewhere. It doesn't have to hit me yet. College. Welcome to college football. Here's my routing number. So here's the deal. The last thing a coach ever wants to do is cut his own knees out when it comes to recruiting. It's a very scary line to walk. Dabo has not done it well. Look where they are.
Yeah.
And Ohio State didn't have to do it because they didn't have to do it. They didn't think they did.
Until they did.
Until they did, right? And it's my biggest problem with the whole thing is it's just upsetting to me because I list all of the features that this proud university has. The tradition, the talent, the men and players who have come before you.
It's still all there?
It's all there.
It just got knocked down.
It did,
that's
didn't
all.
It got knocked down a peg.
Yeah.
And it's hard to admit because what you have to sell, I put a price tag on. And I think players of the past put a price tag on. Mm-hmm. And the stuff, I remember when Bobby and I were having a conversation about it. I go, why doesn't anybody, if these coaches are, and I know just because you're paid a certain amount doesn't mean you're the best. I get that. You got to spend the money. But my point is that these guys get access, and I relate it to myself. Like, let's say you had a chance to get into this business, and you had a chance to go to, and you went to the Alameda School, or somebody had a chance to intern for a big sportscaster in Chicago or whatever, and you're like, wow, that's, I got to put a price tag on that. That's not something everybody gets.
Yeah.
Well, these players get trained and coached, presumably by the best. There has to be something to that, but it's just not enough anymore. And so Brian Kelly, you cannot kill your recruiting efforts at LSU. And so is there sound on this, CB? You got two cuts. Set it up for me real fast. Which one is which?
So the first one is talking about just not buying players, and the second one is that we're focusing on development over paying for players.
All right, let's
hear the one about the not buying players. Let's hear that one.
Well, I think I made it pretty clear in a number of the press conferences that I had that we were in the market in recruiting in the transfer portal looking for defensive linemen. It hasn't fared very well, quite frankly, because, you know, we're selling something a little bit differently, and that is we want to recruit. We want to engage, build relationships. We want to develop, retain, and have success. We're not in the market of buying players, and unfortunately, right now, that's what some guys are looking for. They want to be bought. And look, I understand NIL is part of this, and we have an incredible collective. We have very, very generous opportunities around the greater Baton Rouge area for NIL opportunities. So they are here, but we're not going to go out and buy players. That's not what this is about. This was never about that.
You remember the lady that came out with the video, "Ain't nobody got time for that"? Ain't nobody trying to hear this, especially if I'm an LSU fan. I'm not trying to hear this because you have to play this game. I also think it's very easy to say that when you're coming off the heels of a season that provided for you a Heisman Trophy winner and two first-round draft picks in Malik Nabers and Brian Thomas Jr. So, of course, you could say, hey, we're just going to go about it this way and build it the old school way. Like, that's not what's going to bring you success. And on the other side of this, too, is that you've got a coach in Brian Kelly who we just heard from who was essentially bought by LSU at a salary of about $10 million to win national championships. So they bought you to go out there to get national championships, but you don't want to play the game after we just heard you say the collective is willing to do it and you've got a strong collective. Like, to me, this is just foolish and way too old school when you don't need to do this, man, when you have the support down there. At least it sounds like he does. He has a support in Baton Rouge to go out and spend a little money on guys if you need to.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah, thank you. I'm not trying to hear that.
Here's my reaction to it. We're in a soundbite reaction world, okay? I haven't heard the whole interview. What it says to me is that he wants to at least pay homage to the fact that we just don't want to say, if this guy comes to us and says, I want to play at LSU, but only for this amount, that we don't just jump, that we're not. So what I heard was, and I could be wrong, is he didn't say this, but what I'm thinking he's thinking is we're going to still take care of the right ones. We are in that way because we know we have to. We just don't want, because when he said we're just not going out like we're shopping and buying talent, we got to make sure they have a little more layer to them than just on the surface of this star rating or he's done this at this school. And when they come to us and they try to sell themselves, what he's saying is, unfortunately, that that may be a turnoff. I don't think that that's absolutely the case with everybody, because now the game is here. Andy Staples had a great comment about this earlier, who covers the game, and he was like, you're not at Notre Dame anymore.
Yeah, no.
You can't sell that. The gold, and by the way, the Golden Dome may not sell the way it used to sell, and that's been going on for a while.
Yeah,
if everyone is in the market of, quote, buying players, you don't want to be the one guy publicly saying we're not doing it. I think he just didn't maybe articulate it the right way, because he also doesn't want to get, you know, what they said, what, paying way above market value just because the supply and demand is out of whack right now. Like I said, the tail's wagging the dog. And so I think he was trying to at least take up for this old school, hey, we're still interested in developing football players. They don't come here ready-made. Just because you have five stars doesn't mean you're an NFL Hall of Famer. Like, we will help cultivate your talent.
You know what I want to hear from an LSU fan? Yeah, we're going to pay for the players and develop them. I want to hear both, because that's what it takes. And I don't want to miss out on getting elite players because our head coach is so hell-bent on doing it the old school way.
I think the coach is trying to be diplomatic. The coach is trying to go out there and say, hey, we're not reducing this to a price tag. We want to tell you we care about these kids. We want to develop them and cultivate and coach them and train them and guide them. We want to do all that.
I'd say, coach, ask Dabo how that's working out for him.
We don't want to come off like the sleazy salesman or whatever.
Everybody's sleazy.
Saying everything we can to make a deal.
Everybody's getting their sleaze on. You got to. You have to.
Here's another one. Welcome to college football. Get your sleaze on. That one might be better.
You got to do it.
Roth, Bet, and Ice. Welcome to college football in 2024. Get your sleaze on. Yeah, feels like it. And then on the back, it'll just say routing number here. Yeah. All right, we'll come back. We'll take a break. SportsCenter update here at top of the hour, and we'll get into Joe Burrow back in front of a microphone. And he says it's time that this should happen in the NFL. What does he mean? You'll find out next. Rothman and Ice and the Fan.
We know everything about you. We know you love the Buckeyes. We know you love the Jackets. We know you're wearing a red shirt. Ah, just freak the hell out of someone. The Fan.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play, from the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar.
Whether it's a walk-off granny or a base hit to center field, whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 and older, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You're listening to Rothman and Ice.
Sponsored by Pella Columbus. Windows and doors that go beyond.
Second hour of the program. By the way, failed in the first hour. My boy Frank Caliendo is coming on today. Got so excited to see you guys. I was out yesterday. It's like going to a restaurant and the waiter or waitress comes over to the table. You guys need a few minutes. You know what you want. Oh, no, we know what you want. And then you order. And then somebody at the table says, wait a minute. They didn't tell us about the specials.
That lobster.
It's like my dad. Wait a minute. You got any specials? That was my dad when we were kids.
Gotta ask.
You got any specials?
Yeah, man. Gotta ask.
Now, what we got is what you see on the menu. But today, I didn't mention the special.
Uncle Frankie stopping by, huh?
Uncle Frankie. And it'll be awesome because he's coming in to see Bus to the Funny Bone a week from Friday.
Yeah.
So we do Friday, Saturday. And so we'll hop on. We'll hook him up today. And then we'll see what he's doing next week if he gets it. When I saw him last time and I went over there, he arrived like planes, trains, and automobiles like an hour before the show. He's coming in with his family, you know, and he looked a little bit frantic and all that. Now let's get him here a day or two early.
He could sleep in your basement the night before.
Absolutely. Let's show him the city.
Would you let him borrow your pizza sweats if he asked?
There's no question.
Washed or
absolutely. Whatever he wants. Him? If he wants them game worn, we can have that. Let's take him around, even if it's the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm.
It's the middle of the night. Well, I'm proud of my town. That's a damn rare thing these days.
Is he a golfer? You may want to get some holes in with that turtle.
I don't know if he's golfing or not. Here's what I need to do.
Yeah.
Maybe I should ask him, hey, Frank, how much money would you need to perform at my golf outing in August? Anthony, expenses, hotel. No, you'll stay at my place. It'll all be good. Yeah. I'll feed you too, room and board.
You know, unlimited toasted Cheez-Its, pets running around,
grooves,
dirty draws, pizza sweats. You know, you maybe, got it all.
Maybe I should ask him about that. I'm on, what was I on? I was on a 6 to 7 man rotation.
I think you were about five.
No, I was never five.
I think it was about five.
I don't think so.
You were stretching a couple of those pitchers, you know, extra innings.
And sometimes you said they get a pair of boxers has to eat a few innings on a Saturday midday.
I just think
get you to the starter that night.
Whatever pair of draws you wear that touches your man goodies, let's call them, they need to be thrown in the wash bin. Like, you can't run those back.
But they're not touching any, they're not doing any harm. They sit in the dugout for a few innings, for a, you know, a half a game.
Some hours.
And they get, you know, re-energized and they get thrown back into the game.
It's a little dicey for me.
What I call that is a double switch. What I mean? Some guys got to go to the outfield or whatever.
CB, I think we know what we need to buy our guy for Christmas this year.
No,
we will just go.
I'll go through him. I think I have a pretty solid.
Yeah, he doesn't need that Kansas City Chiefs sweater. He needs some draws. New underwear. Yeah.
I have a pretty solid 5 to 6 man rotation right now. And then when laundry day comes, if I got to throw the game 6 starter early in game 7, if I got to bring him back on short rest.
Yeah, that ain't it, big
I dog. Do. That anyway, by the way, I just got a tweet from David. He said, do you think Brian Kelly took a direct shot at OSU with the We Don't Buy Players?
No.
I would say absolutely not, and here's why. He knows this is not a new thing. No. So in my opinion, Brian Kelly was trying, emphasize the word trying, to show he cared more about just paying guys, and it could have backfired socially.
Which I think it did. It had to a little bit down there in Baton Rouge.
Well, it only backfires if it backfires for real with the guys that count.
Right.
I don't care about social media and how he's being depicted and all that.
Yeah, if it's Twitter's not a real place.
It doesn't feel like
it. Really
it
really is.
Twitter.
Exactly. Really thanks, Mike. All right. So we'll have Frankie on at 1:33, and maybe I'll ask him about my 6-man rotation.
Yeah, name your price too, Frankie, for the golf outing. Maybe you leave with that.
No, I don't want to put him on the spot on the air, because then if he, you know, that's not something. Now, if he just happened to be in town and it worked out, that'd be great.
Hmm.
But I think he lives in Milwaukee. Well, he's from Milwaukee. He didn't live there.
Feels like an LA guy.
No, I forgot where
he
told.
I think he was out west.
I'm thinking Phoenix.
That's ringing some type of bell.
Sounds right. That sounds about right.
A good place to live too.
We'll talk about that. All right, so Joey B back at the mic, Matty.
He's back, baby. He is back. Let's start with this, because then we'll get to Joey B's idea. We know hovering over the team right now is, you know, the Trey Hendrickson trade request, same thing for T. Higgins. Joey B out there spinning it, you know, the last couple of days in the jungle. But he did talk about, you know, the Higgins and Hendrickson situation, and here it is.
You know, those guys have their business that they need to take care of. I support them in every way. You know, both those guys have earned everything that's come to them and more. So I'll support them all the way through it. Whatever they feel like is best for their career, that's for them and their agents and their families to decide. But we're here to win football games. I really hope both those guys are here with us next year, because we're a better football team with both of them. And they're both great locker room guys too. So they're going to do what they got to do. But when the time comes for them to come back, if that time comes, we're going to welcome them back and hit our stride.
And I think both will be around in 2024, especially Higgins. Higgins kind of already admitted it, right? Where he was at his football camp or whatever that was a couple weeks ago. We played the sound.
Yeah, I know, but then he kind of walked it back a hair.
Did he?
He reconfirmed his wanting not to be tagged and potentially traded.
Well, it's interesting, because I thought Shefty was just throwing that out there again and just kind of framing things of where the Bengals were at. But either way, it feels like T. Higgins is going to be with Cincy, the trade thing
should work out. Whether it works out to $22 million this season, that seems like the way it's
going
to go.
He'll be on the tag. He'll be on the tag. And this front office last year dealt with a similar situation with Jonah Williams, and they didn't bat an eye. And Jonah Williams went out there and played the whole year. The Hendrickson thing in the mind of the front office is like, dude, we just reworked your deal.
Completely different.
We just did a deal for his side of things. He's looking at the scale and where all these other pass rushers are. And
he's a little older than, how old is T?
I want to say 24, 25.
So he's much older. So he's,
double check that for me,
CB. In the football
CB.
Sense, he's much older.
Trey's what? Yeah,
30, 29, 30.
And so he's looking at it right
Higgins
now.
Higgins just turned 25.
Yeah, so Higgins is 25. You know, Trey Henderson's about 29, 30 years. Oh, so for Trey, the urgency's there, right? Because you're looking at, hey, this may be my last chance to really get a significant deal.
And he's got leverage.
In the NFL, and right, he's got leverage.
Off a great year.
Right, there you go, because of the production. So he's looking around at CB's boy, you know, Myles Garrett and some of these other elite pass rushers around the sport and saying, the way I've been cooking, you know, the last year or two in Cincinnati, you got to get me up there with those guys. But the front office, Brown and company, are like, dude, we just hit you with a new bag. So that could get dicey, but we know, you know, the real put up or shut up time when it comes to guys holding out is going to be training camp and whether or not those guys are going to be willing to eat the fines.
Here's the one thing you can probably assure yourself on as far as trading. Like if Trey Hendrickson, and who knows, maybe he is the perfect trade target for a lot of people because you can pair him with guys you already have and create a great front four and all that. And he is coming off double-digit sacks in three of the past 4 years, three straight trips to the Pro Bowl. If I'm his A, this is the time to strike. I have no, I mean, outside on the surface that he just got extended, you're right, the timing, they kind of knew that, right? Yeah. And so if the Bengals can't come to a long-term deal, then there are teams that would line up, I think, to give him the contract. Mm-hmm. And this is, I'm speaking as his agent. Well, there are many teams that would line up to give my man the contract he deserves. And so, but I will guarantee this. If they do trade him, it can't be in the division.
Oh no, that
cannot
I think
be
that's
to your Ravens.
Board. No,
yeah,
they're not doing that.
Well, I mean,
you think they would trade him?
No, I don't think they would. Stranger things have happened.
Conference, yes.
Yeah.
Division, no.
No,
conference gives you a
most of the landing spots would be NFC.
And here's the other thing: specifically when it comes to Hendrickson,
Jacksonville might want him, but yeah,
that the front office I think would be, and this is just a guess, more comfortable with getting rid of Hendrickson if Miles Murphy showed them last year.
No doubt.
I'm ready to be a dude. Like, I'm ready. Line me up opposite Sam Hubbard, and the production is not going to drastically fall off. That, to me, if I were, you know, the GM and running the show in Cincy, like, I don't know, man. Like, if we get rid of Trey Hendrickson right now, a proven vet, and you laid out the production, what is Miles Murphy going to bring to the table? That's too much of a question mark to get rid of Trey Hendrickson right now when we feel like we've got a roster that's ready to compete with any and everybody.
Yeah, I mean, listen, this is going to happen. When you get so close to winning and you don't, you're going to have guys, you know, because when you win, everybody shares in the success, hopefully, and everyone feels good, and you're paying reward bucks to a lot of guys. Mm-hmm. You're not really thinking about 100% business. You're thinking about, okay, we've just won, did something together. But Henderson is under contract this year and next year. He signed a 1-year extension. We're $21 million last year. And the team's not, why would the team be looking to move him? They just extended him. Mm-hmm. The idea was that everyone's supposed to be happy. Pen on paper. You get the picture with the pen in the hand on Twitter and all that. Everybody said, look, oh, I'm so happy to be here. Our number one goal is winning together, and what a team. And yeah.
Twitter.
Exactly. You see that kind of stuff. So when he got the extension, which included, by the way, I left this out. It wasn't just the fancy pen they gave him, $8 million when he put that pen to paper.
At signing,
absolutely.
Best feeling in the world.
So
here's my routing number again.
Exactly. So now what happens is these guys just look to cash in again, right? It's not just good enough to cash in once. So if he cashes in again, so.
Trey's got to blame his agent. He's got to blame himself to a certain degree.
I don't know if blame is the right word, other than we see an opportunity to cash in again.
I got to blame the agent because you got to gauge the market and what I've done on the field. And you should have said, and that's why I put it on Trey too, to know collectively that this isn't good enough at the time because of where the market is and where it's going. So that's why I think it's a miss by both parties.
Well, yeah, he over-delivered on that 4-year deal. And they knew that, so they went back in, right? He signed a $60 million deal about 3 years ago, and the other thing, what is he, a third rounder? I mean, am I wrong about that? I don't know. Anyway, I don't think he was one of those guys that they felt like was going to be this guy.
He's a third rounder.
Yeah, so he outperformed, now maybe not in his own mind he didn't, but in the big sense of things, people weren't really that big on, wait, who is this guy out of Florida Atlantic? Like, and so he's turned himself into an absolute star. And so when you sign that deal, you go back and you try to get more. So, but here's what you said, and I think you said it right. When you're the second star player to request a trade, it kind of rumbles the building a little bit, especially when you're so close.
Yeah, it does. And look, the positive thing that they have going right now is that it's only May, and they do have a lot of time to figure this thing out. But this front office hasn't shown us that they're going to bend the knee to guys when it comes to wanting more money, and especially in the back of the minds of the front office when they know, hey, number one down there on the field running around cooking all these defenses, that's $30 million plus. And the guy, you know, that's the most important player in the building, mm-hmm. we know where he's at financially as well. So all of that, when it comes to cutting up the pieces of the pie, has to be factored into these type of decisions.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you're going in there as an agent, you're like, listen, my guy is, he's over-delivered, and he played through a broken wrist. He's done some very good things. Obviously, he has the numbers to prove it. And here's the one thing he probably needs to say. He doesn't need to be the highest paid player at his position. Like, let's just
give me the top three to five.
Let's probably. Just keep it fair.
Yeah.
Keep it fair, Judge. I'll tell you what's more than fair. The Memorial Day sales that will be going on all month long over at Germain Honda of Dublin. So my friend Rich runs an incredible operation over there. But what matters to you are the numbers. We just talked about Trey's numbers. How about these? Interest rates starting as low as 1.90%. He's going to throw you an extra $1,000 for your trade. So 1.90% up to 24 months on a 2024 Honda Civic LX sedan, a 2024 Accord LX sedan, or a 2024 Honda CR-V LX two-wheel drive. So as I like to say, see one of my associates for details over there. Germain Honda of Dublin, they're on Summerlin Road, just south of 270. We'll come back with ins and outs. Rothman and Ice and the Fan.
The Fan is live and local with Morning Juice. Caffeinate and dominate.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 9.
The Fan, Ohio sports destiny.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every basket, every game, every point, every play, from the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar, whether it's a three-pointer at the buzzer to tie the game or a player goes 2 for 2 at the foul line.
Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365.
21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Rothman and Ice present In or Out.
Just a little of the old In and Out.
All right, CB, what do you have prepared?
All right, number one, we're carrying off of the roast of Tom Brady because there were some reports that kind of came out yesterday that Giselle, the ex-wife of Tom Brady, was not, or I should say she was disappointed in some of the jokes that were pointed in her direction during the roast. My question to you is, are you in or out on those jokes being fair game?
I mean, for me, I'm in. It's a roast. I don't know, honestly, what she expected, CB, with how public the kind of situation's been with the Karate Kid. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's been all over the place. She had to know going in that that was going to get mentioned. So, I mean, I guess I'm out on her feeling some type of way. I guess if my ex was some big celebrity or whatever was getting roasted, I wouldn't be surprised if somebody was cooking me, you know?
Her problem shouldn't be with the roast. It should be with her ex-husband. He chose to do it. He opened the door. He had to be fine with it. Because last we checked, they told jokes about it. A lot of them. And he knew that going in. He's not dumb. He did this because he's staying. He wants to be...
Well, get back at Giselle. Is that what you're saying?
I'm leaving a small percentage of that. He went into this knowing the plays. He could read defenses better than anybody, and he could pick you apart. And I'm leaving a small percentage that he knew exactly what was going to happen, and he said, sign me up. He probably cared more about if they made fun of his fake hair than if they did his ex-wife. And I got to tell you, there were no jokes about his hair. They were all about his wife. There were some plastic surgery jokes in there, but I'm telling you, this is not a dumb man. People were saying, why would he do this? Why would he set himself up for this? Because he knew the plays going in.
You think?
And
put it, well, you said small percentage.
I'm like not a 10, small. 10%? Yes, 10%. Okay. I'm not saying he wanted her ripped apart. In fact, she came out the victor in the jokes. They made fun of him that he lost out to this guy, this, you know,
the Karate Kid.
What did Nikki Glaser say that What a bad idea, you know, telling your wife to pick up jujitsu. Great idea kind of thing.
And she told, I believe, Howard Stern after the fact that she left some jokes out, one of them pertaining to the plastic surgery with the face and whatnot.
You know why she left it out? Because it had been done earlier, she said. Like, when you get up to these things, now her stuff was in the teleprompter. She said it's very difficult in a live event like that to try to roll through and say, hey, skip that joke. Mm-hmm. They're not all up there just doing it off memory. So when somebody says it, if they think like, oh, we're just going to double down on the same joke or similar, I won't do it. But, you know, my feeling is that she should be more upset at him than the roast. You signed up for it. You knew I was going to take some hits. You knew our maybe the kids were the only thing really off limits, but he did it.
Well, no, apparently it's making fun of Robert Kraft if he saw the reaction he had.
And that's why I said to you guys the other day, that's what he was triggered by? Like that one?
This boy.
And he was in the house.
Fake as the hair. I'm not trusting it. I'm not trusting it. I think that he signed up for this knowing that this was all going to happen. I'm good with it. This will ingratiate me with a lot more people. I can be very self-deprecating. And they think I'm the new Hollywood, you know, guy, and so I'll knock myself down a peg if it takes some other people with me. If it takes them down with me, so be it. But I think she came out kind of the victor in it all, so I don't know why she has serious problems with it. I do think Randy Scott, the ESPN anchor that took a shot at her on Twitter, saying, oh, the serial cheater weighs in. Like, that's out of line, because you don't know. Well, you
maybe,
don't know.
Maybe that's why Tom was okay with the jokes. You know, maybe a little get back.
I'm giving you that 10%. I didn't mention it yesterday, but I'm feeling like,
you know, just based off of how their relationship may have ended, if Tom thought that she was doing a little creeping on the low, hey, you know what? Take it to her a little bit.
Open season. Yeah. And how about this? How many times is that man really going to get blindsided and not be able to identify a blitz? If you're talking, you're saying, oh, wait, he got blitzed with these jokes? He didn't know. Come on.
I don't know.
He knew.
I don't know.
All right, number two, Saquon Barkley. Many markets have him even money to go over 1,000 yards rushing this season. My question to you is, are you in or out on taking that over?
Boy, this is a great line. It's right there, man. You're probably very close to Vegas, if not right on the mark. I'm going to say that, see, the question I would have is durability, right? But he played 16 games last season. That was the most he's played in about 6 years. So I think so. Check that. You can go through the little game log.
How long's he been in the league? When you said 6 years, I was like,
is that right?
Five years? No, I just,
well, this will be his sixth year.
No, I go ahead. I didn't mean to distract you.
No problem.
He came in the league in 2018.
There you go.
Yeah, 2018. So he played 16.
23. That's six. This will be his seventh.
Yeah, good math. The math is math. Yeah, he played 16 in his rookie year and hit him up for 16 in 2022. And I got 14 AR for last year in his game log.
He only played 14 last year?
I
thought he played 16, but I... Okay.
Pretty good, though.
He's got a kind of a fresh start, clean bill of health to start this year. You never know. All it takes is one hit, one wrong move. But I think he wants to silence people this year. I think he wants to prove it. I'll take the over. If you're giving me 1,500... as the over-under, I'll take the over.
AR, you know I'm scared of the touchdowns because of Jalen.
Mm-hmm.
But the yardage, I'm going to roll with you. And he's got two massive revenge games on the schedule going up against those G-men in New York. So, yeah, I'm going to take the OVA for Saquon Barkley.
All right, very quick for the last one here. Chris Broussard yesterday on Fox Sports 1 mentioned that Najee Harris would be a good fit for the Cowboys to pursue. Are you in or out on that?
I see the vision because we know that the Steelers didn't pick up that fifth-year option. They may want to work out a deal with him at some point in time, but I think that would be a surprise to me. I think they really like Jaylen Warren. Draft a guy next year, and away you go. It still feels like the Cowboys need a little juice in that running back room, AR. So, yeah, I can roll with Broussard on this one.
They lack depth there, and he's been very good. So he would provide them with a lot of insurance there. The overall talent he brings, and you know, obviously, he's younger than Zeke Elliott. So I wouldn't be surprised, but I could see them saying, you know, we're good. All right, those are your ins and outs for today. We come back with the master of impression. He really is. He's our friend Frank Caliendo. Don't miss it next. Rothman Ice and the Fan.
If you miss a live show, you can catch the podcast. If you miss the podcast, our hosts have volunteered to have dinner with you.
Bah, the meatloaf!
The Fan.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every basket, every game, every point, every play, from the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar, whether it's a three-pointer at the buzzer to tie the game or a player goes 2 for 2 at the foul line.
Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365.
21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Like Yoda, Rothman will limp onto the golf course, talk about how stiff his back is, wonder how he can even make it through a hole, and then proceed to kick your ass. You're listening to Rothman and Ice.
All right. He is the man. As I said before, the impression machine. And the machine hopefully is always at work. He is our friend, Frank Caliendo, who will be returning to the Funny Bone Columbus next Friday and Saturday. 16th and 17th, and we're looking forward to having him. But Frank the Tank is in the house. Good to have you back, my man.
Frank the Tank, the impression machine.
There you go. That's perfect. What have you been, you in the lab? You working on anything?
I think there's always some being worked on. I'm trying to think of what they are. they're always weird ones that the audience doesn't always get a ton of. I've been doing this thing where, especially on social media, where I just play with voices. So, like, Kermit the Frog. Hi, Kermit the Frog. And stop me if I've done this for you before, but the Kermit the Frog here, and then Fozzie Bear, waka, waka, waka. And you can use those two techniques in your voice to find other voices. So if you take Kermit the Frog and you bring it down, it becomes John C. Reilly. Mm-hmm. Did you touch my drum set? That kind of a thing. You add some air, becomes Mark Ruffalo. I see this as an absolute win. And then you bring it down even more, and it becomes Paul Giamatti. I believe this actually references sports, because Paul Giamatti's dad was A. Bartlett Giamatti. The Major League Baseball commissioner years and years ago. So there's all this. So there's different ones that are in there too. John C. Reilly, if you mess with it a little bit more, it becomes Seth Rogen. I didn't even know I could do that. So those, and Patrick Mahomes is in there too, if you had a little Southern and get that in there. So Trav and I are getting some insurance. So those are all kind of in the same family. So I'm trying to think if there's anything. There's weird ones like the John Malkovich. So right now, 7% of the audience is understanding who this is. It's like when they do a Jim Rome in an audience that doesn't understand sports. Yeah. Not good. Or they Mel Kiper Jr. talking about tremendous situation. I was in Chicago last week. They're talking about Caleb Williams. That's the only thing they care about. Rome Odunze. Rome Odunze. Rome. Great name.
That's amazing. You know what's real quick, real funny? They used to say when Mahomes first came up that he sounded like Kermit.
Mm-hmm. But I don't think people all say Kermit the Frog because it's kind of that frog in your throat kind of voice. But it's actually more Fozzie Bear. Waka, waka, waka. That in there. And that in, you add the Kermit, and it's kind of in there, right in the middle. And then you have to sound like a little kid at a candy store. And we're just, trying our best to, get the ball to guys we have to.
It's amazing. I love it. Frank, good to hear from you again. Before we get to some more of your great work here, do you got any takes on the Tom Brady roast? Like, that's been hot in the streets the last couple of days. What'd you think of that if you watched?
I only saw a little bit of it. I don't watch a lot of comedy, so what I loved about it was just filled with pure evil, which I think the clips I saw, I was like, oh my gosh, this stuff is, I do a lot of corporate work. So I would be scared to do any of that stuff. Until my corporate work completely dries up, I would not. But there were just some Nikki Glaser just destroyed. What's his name? Edelman was fantastic. And Edelman, it's funny because Edelman has a great Belichick. But Edelman almost sounds like Belichick when he's normally talking. That's the funny thing. He's got that, what a bunch of garbage this is. That kind of like just a vocal fry thing going. So, and he was great. I just thought, I've only seen clips, but from what I saw, it was pure wonderful evil.
Frank Caliendo is with us, the master of impression, back at the Funny Bone Columbus next Friday and Saturday. Make sure you get tickets. You won't want to miss it. I want to ask you about when you travel around, how recognizable are you in airports to people? How much do you get that?
It used to be a lot more when I was on TV constantly. But like during the baseball playoffs in 2007, watch Frank TV. On and off, people think I'm going to be way taller and fatter. That's kind of the thing. They look at me and they're like, you look like you popped out of Frank Kelly. And I'm like, I apologize for my genetics. There's nothing I can do.
Well, you have lost weight though, right?
I mean, I've lost weight. So that's, I can always tell when I'm becoming more fatter is because I am a little bit more recognizable. Cause people will going through a drive through or something. Somebody say like, I'm almost doing a Mel Kiper Jr. going through the drive through Caliendo. They say you look like a skinnier version of Frank Caliendo. I say I've never been called skinny, but at the end of the day, top. No, so,
Do you do the voices in the drive through?
What was that?
Do you ever pull through a drive through and do a character?
No, I mean, that's what people always, those are great TikToks and Instagram things and stuff like that. But to me, I always feel weird doing that stuff to people. I'll do that if I'm with my kids every once in a while just to make them mad and embarrass them. But now that they're older, they just kind of look at me like that, they're like, give me the wheel. I'm going to drive instead. So I've never been like an instigator, like someone I like to present more in comedy, and some people like to, surprise people and stuff like that. But it's not my thing. Prank phone calls are another thing people love to do. I'm a loser is what it is.
No, Frank, we love you, man. You're not a loser at all. Frank, we got the NBA playoffs going on right now. I was curious whether or not Charles Barkley or Shaq had any takes on what's been going on here.
Well, I think a lot of things that are going crazy, it's really... Really, Jalen Brunson is like, if Michael Jordan wasn't exciting, that's how good he is. He can do anything. As long as he stays away from the ladies of San Antonio.
When he does that, Barkley, he is the best. And Shaq just,
all right, I know where you're going with this. That's going to be good. Keep going. Let's see what happens. What else going on? Let's see. The Cavs, they're going to struggle a little bit. But I think beating the Magic when they got all 7-footers out there, unable to defend. But, Anthony Edwards is Ant-Man, but he's also Captain America and maybe even Thanos to opposing teams. He is inevitable. He's an inevitable knucklehead. Man. That's how good he is. That's how good Anthony Edwards. I saw Anthony Edwards jump yesterday, and it hasn't landed yet.
It's incredible. He's Frank Caliendo. I forgot that you did a 3-year residency in Vegas. Were you there 3 years?
I think it was a year and a half. It just felt like 3 years.
So, I mean, like you're literally living there. For the entire time?
No, I was back and forth a lot because I lived in Phoenix and I didn't want to raise my kids in Vegas. Okay. So I was it's a 4 or 5 hour drive. And so I was home a lot of the time.
So you didn't take advantage of having like some luxury suite for 2-3 years?
I didn't have I had a decent suite, but they didn't give me like a luxury suite. I was at the Monte Carlo. I wasn't at the Wynn. So it was pretty decent, but Blue Man Group was there at the, right after I was, it was Lance Burton, was doing a main show and then I was a show and then the Jabberwockies were another show. I mean, it was just, they just tried different things. It's an odd thing. Vegas is a really weird place, man.
Frank, we had a run-in with the Jabberwockies and the Blue Man Group at one of the Super Bowl parties. Just a couple minutes. Yeah, we were out there. We got a picture to prove it. If you look at our Twitter page.
This was a brawl. You made it sound like a run-in. Yeah, sounds like a brawl. Like, were the Jabberwockies kind of jerky moving through things, and then the Blue Man Group, they were just fighting you with vacuum cleaner ductwork, rolling toilet paper at you and looking around like they don't understand English.
The beauty of it is they can't trash talk. None of them.
Yeah, no.
They're not allowed.
Nobody talks in either of those groups. That's right.
No, not at all. Frank, I want to ask you this, because obviously you work at your craft to become as good as you are. How often do you work at this throughout the week? What is that process like for you?
Well, I used to work a lot harder than I do. Let's be honest about this. I mean, when I'm really working, it's just repetition. I always go back to talking about something like a person like Morgan Freeman. When I first started doing Morgan Freeman, you just bring your voice down as quiet as you can to get this kind of a deep voice, and then you just start saying a phrase like, ah, yes, ah, yes, until you can find the tone, ah, yes, ah, yes, and then you mess around with it, ah, yes, and then you find, like, phrases. Fact of the matter is, and then once you can do that, you start to find other things you can say with the voice. Truth of the matter is, Frank had no idea what he was about to say. So once you get going with that, you can kind of teach, anybody can do a version of it. I that's one of the ones I can do most dead on, but it's about finding the cadence. How many Christopher Walkens have you heard low, high, in the middle? You know who it is because they're gnawing punctuation. Wow. So, yeah, I used to work on it a ton. It used to be constant, especially when I was first starting. I was driving all over the country. I would just be in my car talking to myself. And that was before even cell phones were that big. So people thought I was crazy. Now they just think I was on Bluetooth. So, yeah, but if I'm working on something new, I'll just keep saying something over and over and over, until I feel like I'm getting close with it. And then the audience tells you. The audience tells you if it's good or not. You can tell. Like, if it works, and when a voice isn't that great, I try to make it more cartoony and try and have good jokes for it.
Yeah. When you're in a social setting, I mean, do you feel a little bit like, hey, I'm not working? I imagine you being in a social setting, like out to dinner with some people or friends.
Well, first of all, I have to be in a social setting. You're talking Shrek here, man. Yeah. Donkey. Yo, Shrek. Yeah.
Do that guy.
I don't hang out with a lot of people who haven't, you know, seen me do it, or, you know, so that's, yeah, there isn't, every once in a while, yeah, but most of the time people are good about it. It's, you know, it's put a quarter in the jukebox kind of thing. If it gets me something free every once in a while, I'll do it, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm that much of a pig that I will, you know, and that's when Frank realized he was getting free dessert. Oh my gosh, I'm going to get you one. Thank you.
That's awesome. He will impress for food, I guess.
There you go.
Right. Hold up a big sign when you come to the Funny Bone of Columbus. So next Friday and Saturday, you can do one show Friday, two Saturday, or is it one and one?
I think it's one and two, it is right now. So,
all right. Sweet.
What's the big talk? Because I'm going to stop in with you next week. What are the big topics so I can have some research? What are you guys? You guys talking spring football in CBUS? What's going on there? What is Coach Ryan Day doing? Is it going to be day turning tonight, or is it going to be all day extravaganzas? What is up?
Absolutely. No, incredible. That's it. They got
that. I saw the basketball team. The whole Big Ten is amping up because Indiana spent all that money on NIL. So now the rest of the Big Ten, and I saw that Ohio State's getting some strong players. So they should be back in the game really this year. So I'll study some of that stuff.
Right? Yeah. We'll send you a little, list of topics when we get close next week. So that's awesome. So, cause last time I saw you, you were coming with your family, and I saw you at Easton, and you were coming in almost like Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. You looked a little bit frantic, disheveled. You had your family in tow. I think you arrived like 45 minutes before the show.
Oh, that's right.
Remember?
That's because then we went to Cleveland.
Cleveland, right.
And then from Cleveland, we flew out of Detroit to Italy. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Cleveland to Italy. Detroit to Italy. Same thing. It's like being in the same place.
Czechoslovakia. It's like going to Wisconsin. You zip in, you zip out.
Yeah, Wisconsin to Germany. Well, that is probably fairly close.
You are born in Milwaukee, right?
Or from Milwaukee? I was born in Chicago.
Okay.
Elmwood Park, Illinois. Yep. And then I grew up in Waukesha, right outside of Milwaukee. Yep. Yeah.
All right, my man. I can't wait. If you're gonna be here early, yes, come in studio like next Thursday, the day before the show, and we'll have a blast. And then you know how I like to end the show. If you ever go to Baskin or Robbins, 31 flavors, Frank. You know, this is gonna do your Al Pacino for me.
Yeah, well, let me get one last plug for the Funny Bone in. Yeah. That's what I do. I plug the Funny Bone. Friday, next Friday, two shows Saturday, frankonstage.com or the Funny Bone website. And let me say this, 31 flavors to choose from. Whoa. Mint chocolate chips. I like mint, but I don't like chocolate chips, especially when they're tiny. Wow! 31 flavors to choose from. This is gonna be tough.
You the man. Love you, bud. We'll see you next week.
Rack me, guys. I am out.
Be well. Frank Caliendo with us as we connect to him magically. It's like he's in the studio. Buckeye Bulletin next. Rothman and Ice and the Fan.
Here's a listener tweet. Can I tase Common Man in the nuts? Fine by us, but he may like it. Common Man and T-Bone.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
The Fan.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play, from the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar.
Whether it's a walk-off granny or a base hit to center field, whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 and older, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rothman and Ice present Buckeye Bulletin.
Sponsored by Logan AC and Heat Services. Don't go through another air conditioner breakdown. For fast, friendly service, call the experts at Logan Services now for a free estimate and next day air installation.
All right, Buckeye Bulletin time. And we kind of checked the portal status and all that. Michigan State safety Jaden Mangum will reportedly visit, looks like, three Big Ten rivals. I'm going to count them up for you. So Ohio State will reportedly be the first visit, I believe, this upcoming weekend. If he chooses Ohio State, we know what you're getting into there. You want to join the preseason number one team in the country? You want to be a part of this?
Come on in.
That sound good to you?
Come on in.
Now, then Nebraska. So he's going to go from Ohio State, apparently, to Nebraska, go to Lincoln, visit the Cornhuskers on Monday. And then his last trip will be to the rival, Ann Arbor.
There you go.
Next weekend. So he's from Michigan. So he chose Sparty over the Wolverines out of high school. So it depends on whether he feels like I maybe wanted to go to Michigan out of high school, didn't go, chose Sparty, but now I have a chance to write my own ending however I want.
Yeah.
So this, by the way, this is a very tough blow for Michigan State. You lose a two-year starter.
Yeah, and especially, like, right, when you're Jonathan Smith coming in as a new head coach. You obviously want to retain these type of guys to get your process started quick and in a good way.
He could save him.
He could. Yeah, but it seems like it's kind of out the door, right? You know?
Depends. I pull my Manziel out for the radio.
I don't know if you're doing too much dating if you're in a relationship, right? And it feels like he's broke up already with Michigan State in my eyes, but... Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, for Ohio State, he'd be walking into a situation to where I don't know how much playing time would be promised right out of the gate with how good this secondary looks like. It's going to be on paper, of course. If you're Coach Knowles and Coach Day, you want as much depth as you possibly can, but I wonder where he's at with that, especially knowing that they added Caleb Downs this offseason, one of the best safeties in the country, and now Ohio State can pair him with some of the guys that we've seen play over the last couple of years that are good players. I don't know about that one. And Nebraska is starting fresh up there with Matt Rhule, and you're hopping on a train to where they may not be ready to win at the highest level. Michigan, again, they're going to have a really good defense. We know they return Will Johnson and some other guys, so that side of the ball should be stout. But yeah, no question, man, to your point, that this is a pretty big dent in the shield for Michigan State right now, especially when you're starting a new chapter with a new head ball coach up there.
The other one that we're going to keep our eye on is the 6'6 offensive tackle, David Sanders Jr., out of Charlotte, North Carolina. Now, he's a five-star tackle, and he always said that Tennessee was one of his favorites. But there's a lot of interest in this dude, as you'd expect. Ohio State is in his mix, and... he's got Bama, it looks like Bama, Clemson, Georgia, Ohio State, South Carolina, and Tennessee that I mentioned.
So the big dogs.
The big dogs.
Some of the big dogs.
And he spent a couple weeks in a row, I think, in Knoxville on unofficial. So we'll see how much they wined and dined him. Mm-hmm. But he's certainly a guy that Ohio State made a push for. Again, you go back to who they wanted to dream of playing as a kid. I guess it was Clemson when he was a kid. And so we'll see. Yeah. It looks like Ohio State is certainly in his list, and why shouldn't they be? They should be in on most anybody they want to be in on.
So Coach Fry's out there cooking, huh? Coach Justin Fry has at least got off to a good start with this guy. And Coach Fry, Coach Day, I'm sure
has talked to this kid as well. And, you know, we can talk so much about all the sexy playmakers that come into Ohio State and have been coming in for years and years now. These are the guys that are arguably the most important piece outside of the quarterback. That way you have time to allow those playmakers to do their thing. So, yeah, this would be a tremendous get for Coach Fry and that staff if they can pull this off.
All right, that's Buckeye Bulletin for today. All right, guys, I'm talking to you. If you've noticed a lack of motivation, energy, drive, could be low T, could be signs of it that you're seeing, that you're feeling more importantly, I want you to schedule your health assessment at Low T Center. This is the place to go. If you're not a big doctor guy, that's okay. It's not like your typical doctor's office. You're not going to wait a long time. You're not going to be in a big waiting room with a lot of people. And so all you're there to do is to get your T level tested. Find out where you land on the scale and find out if this is the missing piece of your puzzle. And if you need it, they offer the convenience of physician-monitored, self-injected home testosterone treatments. And if you need the convenience of the at-home treatment, they'll ship it right to your house. But more importantly, it's $25 to get your T-level tested at Low T Center. This is the place to go. So you've been noticed, gained a little weight, lost some muscle. Maybe you have signs of low T. Let's check it out. They make it very easy to get your levels checked. They have the on-site lab. So $25, less than a half an hour, you're going to get those results back. Make your health and quality of life a priority now. Go to lowtcenter.com, lowtcenter.com, Low T Center, reinventing men's health care. All right, Sports Center update here, top of the hour. And next, Giselle on offense. We'll tell you why. Rothman Nice and the Fan.
If you consider yourself a Buckeye fan, you've come to the right place. This is your Heritage Sports Talker and home of Ohio State Athletics. The Fan. Ohio sports destination.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar.
See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Most shows just skim the surface, but Rothman and I feel like the biggest story of the day deserves a closer look. It's time for A Deeper Dive.
Sponsored by Maxima Concrete. Visit MaximaConcrete.com today to schedule your free estimate.
All right, final hour of the program. Matt Derrick, Chiefs Digest, 233. A lot of rumblings in KC. Got some off-season issues right now. Rashi Rice getting more hot water. I think you'd want to just kind of lie low a little bit. Yeah, and just kind of hang out and don't get in your own way. But apparently he has. We'll talk to him at 233. I mean, this, by the way, when you're a championship team, you know, there's enough parity in the league, obviously, that they can be beaten. But the one thing that the other teams are now celebrating is, man, let's let them hurt themselves a little bit.
Yeah, because that dude showed some promise. Like, he, for a rookie, they had a lot of struggles in that wide receiver room. Last year led the league in drops and all that stuff, but he was a guy you're like, okay, like maybe they hit on, maybe not their next Tyreek Hill, maybe he won't be that type of guy, but he looked like he could be a horse for them maybe in the post Travis Kelce era and in the years to come. But they're going to flip the page. They're going to have to for a little bit of time. Who knows? Is it going to be 6 games, 10 games? I have no idea what's coming for him, but he can't get out of his own way. And a guy like Xavier Worthy, I was probably not too mad about it, because he's probably looking around and saying, all right, a lot more targets probably coming my way now.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he's a teammate, but you're competing against him. You want to make your mark? Absolutely. Not too mad about that. I want to jinx my own fantasy pitcher, but Tanner Bibee came out against the Tigers today, struck out the side in the first. He now has 4 Ks. He's given up only 2 hits. They're currently shutting out the Tigers 2-0, top 4. And we'll see. And he's 1-2 on, I'm not sure who, but let's see if we can get another punch out, a little foul ball.
It's a slugfest yesterday up there, Progressive Field. And the complete opposite last night at GABP, because the Reds keep showing the world that, you know, we just don't like to play offense. You know, that offensive thing, usually the thing that's, you know, really fun to do.
Scoring runs.
Yeah, and at least putting balls in play. Yeah, that is an anti-Reds thing right now at the moment. Arguably the worst offense in the league.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
aside from the fact that you've already put the dagger, you said the season's over.
No, I'm not there. It's just when CB made us pick between Herbie's pick and where Herbie was at and being completely done and my print the shirts, I was right now I'm leaning more towards, it's getting done. It's getting late early.
Yeah.
It is officially print the shirts season.
That famous quote came after I believe a
4-2 start.
4-2 start.
And not only
one
that.
One loss to the Nats, one loss to the Phils.
And winning a series in Philly. So you're like, okay, here we go.
And by the way, scoring some runs.
Yeah. AR, I would love to know when's the last time we scored like 4 runs in a game, honestly. Like, it's been blatant.
You scored 4 in the loss to the Pods.
How many games ago was that now?
I don't know.
5-6 games
ago?
I
remember. It was probably the second game. After you beat them the first game.
Yeah, it's a joke.
You were,
man,
scoring some runs then.
It's a joke. I mean, we got flashes of this, a little signal of this, where we went out to Seattle and their pitching staff pretty much blanked us for an entire series. But they do that to a lot of people with their elite pitching and a former Red and Luis Castillo, that hurts.
You ran into the O's, man. There's no big shame in it. It just came off a couple losses to the Padres, so it kind of compounded it.
It's not only the O's, because you're right. Like, they're very, very good, but it's just starting to stack up series after series after series, where we've got too many guys in the lineup batting .190 and .180 and .220, and one of your big free agent acquisitions in Candelario has been awful. Like, that contract looks terrible right now.
I said talk to me on Monday, June 3rd.
Okay.
Let's see where they are. I'm giving you till June 3rd, and if you're still a mess, then I'll jump in with you. The season's over. But I'm going to wait before I completely shower the dirt over them and say you're absolutely done.
I mean,
3 games below .500.
5 games back, though, in the div. That's the problem. Mm-hmm. When you're already 5 game back of the division.
Yeah, but you're going to get – the reason I'm waiting, because by June 3rd, you'll have 7 games in against the Cubbies.
They're way better than us right now.
Right now they are. You don't have to play them to the end of the month.
Well, by then it may not even matter. Looking at 8 games back going into the series.
Maybe Matty takes a little weekend in Chi. You want to go to the Chi? Maybe catch him at Wrigley for a few.
I do need to do that.
They're playing the last weekend of the
month.
Can
I sleep on your dad's couch? You think he'll let me?
There's no question.
Then I can. Awesome. I can do the channel surfing for him. He won't have to do anything.
You don't have to memorize a whole nother cable system. I'm telling you, when he doesn't know and he still sparks out a number. What is that? Like 356?
Yeah.
Like, no, 326. By the way, I can do them right now for you guys. Like,
what's NFL? What's ESPN up there?
173.
See, yeah, you got him.
TNT 204.
What does he like to watch outside of sports? Is he into
movies?
Okay, I see where you get it from then. There we go.
Turner Classic 501.
Mm-hmm.
I did TNT 204, 173. This is Comcast Infinity in Chicago. And I don't have this.
So why does he need to memorize him when he has you?
He doesn't.
There you go.
What I mean, he throws out a number like he's trying to get it. And I know he gets one of the 3 digits.
I love it.
It's like doing a pick 3. What else? 326. He likes BBC. Sometimes Law and Order's on there.
Okay.
Don't know. Or is that the Wii Network? Because sometimes it's on there. Anyway, they're all up there. Mm-hmm.
Does your brother get these calls?
No.
This is just an Anthony thing.
My brother has to do, I'm that guy.
Okay.
I'm the human TV guy. My brother is, I need something from CVS, go get it.
He's
step and fetch guy.
I love that at this point in your guys' lives, he's still putting you guys to work.
No question. We're happy to do it. I've said on the air a million times. One day when I don't have to, I'm going to miss it.
Yeah.
So here we are.
No doubt.
All right. So I mentioned the Gisele Bündchen thing earlier, and what's making news on this is not necessarily Gisele apparently being upset with the jokes, but, you know, Jason Kelce didn't get the Tom Brady roast. He doesn't understand why a guy who, hey, my family is ruined, it's so funny, let's go talk about it. Like, that was Kelce's take on it, that he's not going to be the next guy to get roasted and all that. And if it's pure entertainment, and he just doesn't get it. A lot of people, I mean, from an audience standpoint, you absolutely get it. They're hysterical. You bring up a bunch of comedians and actors and people that are associated with this person's life, and it just opens season, and you do it with hopefully a baseline of love. You don't kid people. You don't argue with people. You don't fight with people. And there's this inherent care and love. It's like fighting with family or brother or whatever. No. You know, and a lot of times, you know, when you do have an argument with someone you love, you hope that it makes you stronger. If it's a real argument, you hope it you get stronger from it. And so he says to you, he goes, I don't know why people do it. Maybe I take myself too seriously. It was star-studded. The best part about it was how many just iconic NFL and celebrities of immense stature that were there. Right, his whole team backed him. But what I was going to get to was that when Giselle, I guess, was disappointed, that's the story, over the divorce jokes during the roast, and Randy Scott of SportsCenter, the anchor, says, ah, yes, the alleged cheater becomes the morality police. Now, she was the tail end of several jokes, including the ones about her alleged boyfriend and the jiu-jitsu instructor, Joaquim Valente. Mm. Eight karate classes a day, and she's still a, well, I don't know if I want to read all these. These are Kevin Hart's. I had to edit my I didn't know. I thought it was a quote. I didn't know it was a joke.
Be careful. Whoa. See, here's where I'm at with this Giselle thing.
Oh, like, yeah. Okay, that was a good one. Oh, wow.
According to some of the rumors that are out there, allegedly, she may have been, you know, advancing in another relationship before her and Tom Brady had, you know, completely wiped the slate clean, if you will. And so from her side of things, she doesn't like this heat, but I think she's also got to understand that if these rumors are true, then you don't really have that much of a leg to stand on.
Yeah,
so like, I can understand. My boy is a damn truth.
I understand, like, if as a parent you want the kids out of this thing, but you got to own what you did. And so that's why I think she's playing the victim card a little too heavy for me right now. Like, that's just where I'm at.
So I went back, you know, you start reading that People magazine interview that she did, and I do think, you know, she opened up about everything there, and I don't sense that she should be shouldering all this. I don't. I think that this is a marriage. I'm not going to jump in the middle of this and decide who was right and who was wrong. I mean, there's certainly, they both had a part in this. And if she was upset that he put himself out there, and I said earlier, he did it to himself. She should, if she's angry at anybody, it should be at him, not the people making the jokes. He didn't have to do this. He doesn't have to do it. There's no reason. He doesn't need the money. He doesn't need the fame. He doesn't need anything.
Well, rich people like more money. You know that. They never stop getting money.
Yeah, but do you think it was really, I mean, couldn't have been about the money. It can't be. He's going to be paid $30 million a year to talk football.
You know, extra money never hurt nobody. Just
no, I know.
To your point, not all money is good money. Not all money is good money. But we've seen, you know, greed doesn't fade away from rich people.
But I don't think greed was the motivator for doing it.
I'm just saying it could be. Because I don't know. Netflix is a billion-dollar company.
Well, what could he have gotten paid to sit there?
I just watched them get in bed with WWE for years to come for billions and billions of dollars. So they could have easily cut Tom a huge check if they wanted to. Like, that's no sweat off their backs at Netflix.
What do you think he could get paid to sit there?
Oh, I think they could have paid him easily $1 million if they wanted to.
Okay.
To get Tom Brady, the best football player of all time, to get roasted. I'm not saying AR that was it, because he is rich beyond belief, right? This man is wealthy and will be wealthy.
Hundreds of millions.
His kids are going to be wealthy. They won't be able to put a dent in all the money that he's made. However, you know, it always feels good to get a check, no matter who you are.
I'm not saying you have to debate that within yourself of money you can turn away. I understand that. What I'm saying is this man has opportunity after opportunity after opportunity to make money if he wants it. He doesn't need a roast to do it. I guarantee his agent could call up 100 companies in this nation and say he's willing to come there and speak for a half an hour. What do you want to pay him? And he could make that million snapping his fingers. You don't need a roast to get the money. That's all I'm saying. And so he decided he wanted to do that.
Yeah, it's just probably something cool in his mind to do. Yeah. Tom Brady's always been this guy to me. He's been especially at the latter portion of his career, cool guy, let his hair down. He did a documentary, right?
No pun intended. He
did all of that stuff. So, yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, Netflix and Tom Brady won. Because guess what everybody's been talking about for two straight days? Is this roast?
Yeah, and if you missed it, you're going to go watch it. I have not run to watch it. I mean, I've seen enough clips. That may be also something that doesn't work in their favor. that you've heard them and seen them. You've done it. You may not have to sit through it all if you don't want to, but here we are. But anyway, that's out there. But the big headline today was, oh, and I forgot to tell you that that sports anchor,
Randy Scott,
he deleted it and set it back for kind of thing and just kind of backed off it. So I think he realized that the quick, hey, let's get a cheap laugh. Let me be the guy. There always has a
little
risk.
What did he say again?
Oh, the alleged cheater comes off as the morality police.
Okay.
Well, that's already jumping into you. I mean, he said alleged, so he's a journalist, right?
Right.
And so that's what happened. All right.
What's CV? What are you laughing about, CV? What?
He's technically right about that. Alleged.
Okay, yeah. Allegedly is the key word. Eh? Good journalistic work out of him.
Oh, yeah.
But is the heat worth it? That's probably
why. Well, here's the deal. You know? Here's the deal. He's kind of an indiscriminate anchor at SportsCenter. If I told you guys, I mean, I don't know.
Honestly.
Well, what percentage of people listening right now could even in their mind's eye think, wait a minute, I kind of know who that is? Probably a very small percentage.
Yeah.
So I mean, maybe did it.
We're not in the era we were back in the day. Cool as the other side of the pillow. I mean, SportsCenter was a thing, man, when I was a kid. Like, I was not missing SportsCenter now because there's so many different platforms and all that. SportsCenter doesn't have the same juice to it.
Well, just because you're not tied to it. You don't need it for all the info. You got it in the back.
Yeah, that's what I just said. There's so many other options, right? All day long. You can find it on your own.
Absolutely. I mean, the options in your back pocket a lot of times.
Elle Duncan is great, though. She's awesome.
It says, we did a V. Yeah, I don't know. They did some stuff on basketball, and then the way he said it, it came off is pretty rough. Anyway, there it is. You can find it if you need it. We'll do our pre-snap reads next. Marvin Harrison is ready to represent. We'll tell you what that means next. Rothman and Ice and the Fan.
If your idea of the perfect radio show is all Buckeyes all the time, then it's your lucky day, Slappy. The Buckeye Show.
Weeknights at 6.
The Fan.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every basket, every game, every point, every play, from the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar, whether it's a three-pointer at the buzzer to tie the game or a player goes 2-for-2 at the foul line.
Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365.
21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Rockman and Ice present Pre-Snap Reads.
Sponsored by the Low T Center, reinventing men's healthcare.
All right, Iceman, a little Bet365 time.
Let me tell you that at Bet365, we don't do ordinary. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5.
All right, I'm sorry. I did it to myself and I did it to the Guardians. And I said it out loud. Saying it out loud, I actually thought it would help. I said I didn't want to jinx my fantasy pitcher, Tanner Bibee. He was mowing down the Tigers. And right after I said it, he gave up 4.
Mm.
I mean, that's...
I'm sorry, man.
I'm sorry for them.
Sorry for you, too,
and
though.
Me. I mean, he's one of my aces. I don't know what's going on here. I mean, they're 23-13. At least they can absorb this.
They got wiggle room.
And they're not done. They're at home down 2 runs. They might come back and win, but... For me, that stinks. 5 Ks, though. 4 runs through 4 innings. Not great. So the ERA has got to be up near 5 now.
Mm.
All right. We'll deal with it. You got to, sometimes things look too good to be true.
Yeah, we're looking at it.
And I was looking at the game 2 of the Bruins and Panthers tonight. I mean, the Bruins were riding off that emotional high of game 7 over Toronto. Florida's just, they look so sloppy and rusty. They had a week off. So you didn't. One team was coming off emotion. The other team's coming off a week off. Bad power play. Real sloppy coming out of their own zone. Boston's being offered tonight at +150. It's a good team with a hot goalie getting 1.5 times on your money in what feels like a toss up. It still is hockey. So what do they know? I know they know Bobrovsky and all that, and Florida's good, and they have talent. But I don't think I can turn down the value.
The juice.
Probably going to lose, but I think +150 is enough for me to take a little bit of a sprinkle on the Bruins tonight.
Okay, I'm going to go to another game too, but I'm looking at the National Basketball Association, and I'm going to New York, and I'm going to party in the Garden with the Knicks specifically, with Dante DiVincenzo. Dante DiVincenzo, one of the best three-point shooters in the NBA this year, tied for fourth in three-pointers made per game. His number over at Bet365 is 3.5 threes. The juice on the over is plus 110. So I'm rolling with Dante in the Knicks tonight at home. Give me the over for his threes. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. Bet365, the official sports betting partner of the Cleveland Guardians. Download the Bet365 app today. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
And may the odds be ever in your favor.
I feel like the Bucks gave up on him when they drafted him, right? Was he injured? I can't remember. He won a couple natties with Villanova. And
they got the Villanova boys back together. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? The team that kind of gave up on him was the Warriors. That was the team.
Oh, that's right.
Before they got to the Knicks, you know? And he's turned himself into a sniper. And when he gets rolling, the garden starts to shake, man, because those three-pointers will ignite Spike Lee and company. And all the former players and stuff, like, they're getting too close to the court. Like John Starks and Stephon Marbury and all these guys, like, I know you're excited, but back up. Like, if you watch the game, these dudes are, like, almost right under the rim with excitement. And you'll watch them throughout the game. They have a couple of adult pops popping. So they're feeling the juice.
Well, they're just four players. They may want to go out there and launch a three if they want.
It seems they've like it, the man. Right. They are on it. They are on it. But I said to DeVere yesterday, my favorite atmosphere in all of sports is the Garden when it's rocking like it is right now.
It's dark. It's got a when you're in there. Lighting. When you're in there, yeah, they have
the
that.
The court is lit up.
It's very old school boxing type thing. We're just lighting up the ring.
Yeah, man.
Marvin Harrison Jr. Remember this story where you couldn't buy his jersey. He may have been holding out for a better deal, or may have been trying to control his own brand. He didn't sign his NFLPA, the group licensing agreement, but it looks like now he has done a separate individual memorabilia deal in place now with Fanatics.
There you go.
So that allows the Players Association to market his name, his image, his likeness to all these companies out there. His deal with Fanatics, which, well, I have to go back and look and see. Let me make sure I have this correct.
I thought about a milli. Seeing a milli? Maybe I'm wrong on that, but I thought it was worth at least a million.
Boy, that's
wouldn't surprise
that's
me.
Tasty
would not surprise me. I did see though the 18s. You can get them now.
You can get them now.
Cardinal fans can get those 18 jerseys, and I'm sure those are going to be flying off the rack because I think he is going to be a star for them.
Did he pay somebody to get the number, or did he not have to?
I don't know.
I don't think he would. I don't think he would have. CB, am I right on? He now has. Is it a separate deal with Fanatics?
I mean, separate, I would think so, yeah, because he didn't sign it back in his college days.
All right, so he's ready. And that's what this was obviously all about, just to make sure he got the right number for himself. All right, way to go,
Marv. He won, man. He won out. And CB, do you have that clip real quick from their GM, the GM of the Cardinals, just talking about a little bit of the draft process and how they got to Marv?
Let's start with the first one in Marvin Harrison Jr. What was happening in your draft room before making that pick? Was your phone blowing up with trade requests, chatter? Because you were the one who said, I'm not going to talk about it until I'm on the clock.
Yeah, Rich, I think with that is a lot of that legwork was done during the day on Thursday. Mm-hmm. And phone calls were made and some parameters were laid down and some teams were, you know, hey, wanted to wait and see themselves on who was going to be left on the clock once we got through the first three picks. And so, you know, we had those initial discussions with multiple teams. And, you know, then once those first three picks came and, you know, we took those phone calls and really ultimately there was nothing that came close to getting us to move off that pick. So, you know, we had done a ton of work on Marvin and really at that point it was really a no brainer for us and we were excited to put that pick in, at that point.
Yeah, that sounds coming from the Rich Eisen show. So yeah, you could see why they love the guy. We saw it with our own eyes and I won't be surprised at the end of the day if he's, you know, nipping at some of the records that Larry Fitzgerald and Anquan Boldin and those guys set back in the day for the Cardinals.
Yeah, it just sounded like there just wasn't enough ammunition for everybody to come up there. They wanted that player. Like you said, they were busy on the phone most of the day. And it really was probably never a situation, like you said, pardon me, where they were looking to really move the pick.
Yeah.
They were in good shape.
Got an almond attack over there, big dog? That lunch gotcha?
No, I think it's a little rice pellet or something. From some sort of frozen meal. By the way, we had a, like our little town hall out there during our show. So all the employees were over there.
You didn't love the timing of that.
So the timing, it was 1 o'clock, and I like to cook my lunch there. And then I GM of Channel 10, Rick is sitting right in front of the microwave. And I asked you guys, I'm like, what would you pay me to go interrupt that, not the meeting, but just get in front of him and say, hey, it's 1 o'clock. I usually heat up my lunch right now. Can you just slide over a little bit? What would you guys, what would you have paid me to do it?
I don't know. Not much.
No?
No, not much.
That would have been a pretty bold move by me.
Rick's a very nice guy, too, so he probably would have understood. You know, you got a job to do.
But what if I would, how much would you have paid me if I would have dropped your words? Hey, move. I need
to eat. Now I probably would have paid you a couple hundred bucks.
And today. And with a straight face and not just joke.
Move.
And not just say, well, add move. I need to eat.
A couple hundred bucks for that.
And then just walk back here. How much would you have paid me for never coming clean about it?
I don't know.
Thousands. Yeah. To just never. All right. We talk to Matt Derrick next. The Chiefs, what should they do? Could they bring back and re-sign a Super Bowl hero based on one of their guys in trouble right now? Rothman and Ice and the Fan.
Tweet from a listener. Are you carrying the Buckeye game today? Considering we've never not carried one? Yes. The answer is yes. The Fan.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar.
See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Listen, learn, lay the points. This is Rothman and Ice.
All right, welcome back in it. Two-time back-to-back champs going for the only three-peat in the NFL. I'm talking about the KC Chiefs. Maybe the only thing that stopped them is themselves or getting in their own way. We got an off-season story, you know, with Rashee Rice, with the racing on the highway and the accident and fleeing the scene and all that. And then allegedly couldn't get himself out of his own way at a nightclub there. And now we've got an allegation of an assault and all sorts of an off-season mess. Beat writer for ChiefsDigest.com is our friend Matt Derrick. We welcome him into our kingdom. Matt, good to have you.
It's a pleasure to be here.
So, you know, Matt, when coaches get technical fouls and they get tossed and then the announcers inevitably say, well, he got his money's worth, it feels like Rashee Rice was going back to the well to get his money's worth. It's just so wild to think. What do you know about this alleged assault? What's being reported, especially was near a nightclub involving the talented receiver?
Yeah, I mean, still a lot of details that we're trying to get and get a hang on here. But obviously he's involved somehow in the investigation. We'll see what exactly did happen. There's a lot of conflicting reports, and we'll see what the police say eventually. But it's another black eye on Rashee Rice from the last, you know, really 6 weeks between the auto accident, the end of March, and the details that have come out about that. Leaving the scene of the accident certainly did not do him any favors. I asked Clark Hunt, the chairman and CEO, during the draft, you know, his feelings, and because, you know, there's a slight connection there in that, you know, Rashee Rice and Clark Hunt have the same alma mater at Southern Methodist. And, you know, there's a little bit of a connection there through Dallas as well. And, you know, he said he was disappointed. You know, young guys make mistakes, but he was very disappointed in Rice. And everybody in the organization hoped that he had learned from the incident with the accident that, you know, he can't put himself in bad situations. And, you know, this is at 2:30 a.m. on a Monday morning, apparently involving a photographer. It's a bad look, regardless of how serious it ends up, whether he was involved or not. It's just another story involving him and putting himself in a bad situation that the Chiefs just don't want to see.
Yeah, it's tough, no doubt about it. Matt, I want to go back to last year. We all understand how the game works when it comes to talking about this Chiefs team. Mahomes, Andy Reid, Travis Kelce, those are the faces of the franchise. But just remind us, give us a refresher of how good the defense was a year ago, because I still don't know if they're getting talked about enough.
Yeah, what Steve Spagnuolo really built last year was absolutely amazing. I mean, it was the culmination of really what he's been doing since he got to Kansas City as far as really trying to build the defense that he wanted. I mean, when you have a cornerstone piece like Chris Jones you can build around, that absolutely helps out. But the Chiefs have been drafting very well. They've especially been able to find, you know, complementary players on the defensive line that, you know, play around Chris and can play off of him. Joe Cullen, the defensive line coach the last couple of seasons, has really done a good job of, you know, putting together a group that really fits like what Steve Spagnuolo wants, these long, lean edge rushers. Then they go out and they've been really being successful in mining the draft for corners and even undrafted players. You know, Trent McDuffie as a first-round pick gets a lot of attention, but remember, Legarius Sneed was a fourth-round pick. They've got some seventh-round picks, day three picks that are contributing for them in different spots, like Joshua Williams, Jalen Watson. They just keep seeming to, you know, to find them, and Dave Merritt coaches them up too. And those are, you know, a couple of assistants along with Brendan Daly, who've been with Steve Spagnuolo quite a while now and really seem to fit what he does. What they do last year, I mean, they turned it into the second best scoring defense in the league. They were number two in the league in sacks. They're able to get pressure, but, you know, they've got the superstar in Chris Jones, but the thing that I think is most remarkable is just how good of team defense that they play, because outside of that, it's not like they've got a ton of superstars.
We are talking to Chiefs beat writer Matt Derrick here on Rothman and Ice and the Bryan Heating Cooling Systems Fangus Hotline. He writes for ChiefsDigest.com. So last year, we got the real treat, right, Matt, with the Lions-Chiefs opener to start the season. And they've got a lot of worthy opponents here that they could, you know, put against the reigning Super Bowl champs. Do you have any predictions on what the league might do here, throwing at the Chiefs for the opener this year?
Yeah, you know, and I mean, Cincinnati's absolutely on that list of potential teams. That would be a big marquee matchup. You know, if it's like last year and they have the Chiefs open against an NFC team that maybe is a little bit, you know, less of an impactful game on the playoff race, Tampa Bay would make for a good storyline. You got Baker Mayfield, he and Patrick Mahomes were in the same quarterback room in Texas Tech at one time. Now you see where they are now. But it really feels like that the momentum has been, at least the rumor has been, that Kansas City and Houston might be the favorite matchup. That's a team that obviously is up and coming. C.J. Stroud, Patrick Mahomes, I think would be a good storyline. That's a team that I know that the NFL wants to feature. And so it seems like that might be the matchup. But, you know, yeah, I mean, the Chiefs have the Ravens, the Bengals, obviously the AFC West on the schedule, too. I mean, they've got some marquee home games.
Let's talk about the draft a little bit. The headliner is Xavier Worthy and the speed he's going to provide. But I also want to ask you about Jared Wiley, because we know Travis Kelce, he's deep on the back nine of his career, still playing at an incredible level. But what did you think about Jared Wiley, the tight end they grabbed in the fourth round?
Yeah, that might be just between him and Jaden Hicks also in the fourth round. That might just be absolutely two underrated selections for the Chiefs. Based on what I saw at the rookie minicamp this weekend, I'll never put anybody under the pressure of being the next Travis Kelce. So I won't curse Jared Wiley with that. But is this kid a potential starting tight end in the National Football League? Yeah, he looks like he's got that talent. You know, he was kind of sold as a, you know, big blocking type who can catch the ball too. But really seeing him at the mini camp this weekend, he is long, he is lean, he's got a, you know, familiar body type as far as, you know, where I think Kelce was kind of in his career. He's got a lot to learn, but he just caught everything in sight. Seemed like he was picking up things very quickly, looked very comfortable all weekend long. And I know that the Chiefs really excited about him before, but after they've gotten to see him on the field, even more excited, especially because the Chiefs have had trouble finding a guy that can really, you know, not only compliment Travis Kelce, but let him take a break, you know, be somebody that they can put out there in his place and give them some facsimile of a classic tight end. And Wiley looks like he could be that guy.
Let me ask you this. Do you think that they would go, if not knowing what the Rashee Rice thing is going to turn into, you think Mecole Hardman could be a return guy in their interest?
It always could be a possibility. They like Mecole. They're comfortable with him. He knows the offense. They're not really, you know, the same kind of receiver. So I think if the Chiefs want some Rice insurance, I wouldn't be surprised if they went different direction. But, you know, part of it's just that there's just not a lot left in the free agent market. I mean, Tyler Boyd might have been a good option for them, but obviously he's off the board now. We'll see what happens. But, yeah, I think that the pickings are kind of slim as far as beefing up that room, even though the Chiefs 48 hours ago felt pretty good about where their wide receiver room is. Right now, I think they have to be a little bit more concerned and probably do need to look for some additional veteran depth.
Real quick, Matt, just want to ask you, did Coach Reed find his new DeSean Jackson and Xavier Worthy? Because that's where my mind went in his time in Philly.
Yeah, that's where everybody's mind goes. And Worthy's a big fan of DeSean Jackson. He's familiar with his work. Very similar body type, speed, all of that. And that's probably a more apt comparison, I think, than maybe Tyreek Hill, because he does have a little bit more closer, build to DeSean. But one thing really impressed me during the rookie minicamp is his tracking skills. That's something that was kind of both DeSean and Tyreek-esque. He had a couple of deep balls go his direction, and we saw the Chiefs really struggled with those last year and a lot of drop passes that Mahomes had. But he seems to be a guy that can really track the ball well deep down the field. He's going to be hard for Mahomes to overthrow. I don't even know if that's going to be possible with his speed.
Outstanding stuff with our friend Matt Derrick, Chiefs Digest, also author, and obviously their unforgettable 2019 championship season. You can check that out as well. Matt, thanks, my man. Appreciate you.
Absolutely. Anytime, guys. Take care.
He was on the Bryan Heat and Cooling Systems Fangus Hotline. By the way, I actually like that Houston talk, because that's very similar to what they did to them last year with the Lions. Like, the upcoming team, are you ready to face the big boys? Well, Houston, you made your run. How about bring Stephon Diggs?
Sign me up for that
thing
all day long.
Absolutely. I mean, you think about Diggs, Mixon. Like, so you're still getting a piece of Buffalo and Cincinnati, but you get them all with Houston.
I'm here for it.
That'd be great if that is the opener this year. All right, we come back with Tell the Truth, Rothman and Ice and the Fan.
Bo Bishop is a media legend. We have no idea where the other guys came from. Bishop and Friends.
Weekdays from 9 to noon.
The Fan.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play, from the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar.
Whether it's a walk-off granny or a base hit to center field, whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 and older, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Tell the Truth with Rothman and Ice.
Sponsored by Twin Peaks. Experience the Sports Lodge mentality.
All right, CB, fire away.
All right, so I was thinking, based off of your comment that you think you jinxed Guardians pitcher Tanner Bibee today, that I think there was probably one last night that topped that. And I'll let you guys listen to it first. It's from MLB Network. It sounds like a studio analyst is about to send the game or send the broadcast to the game out in LA for the Dodgers versus the Marlins. And he was very confident in the starting pitcher for those Dodgers. I'll let you take a listen to it, but at the end, I want you to tell the truth. Which was the bigger jinx?
Don't take this the wrong way, but we are already a no-hitter alert. Yoshinobu Yamamoto, before he throws a single pitch tonight against the Marlins, we have a no-hitter alert.
Okay.
Enjoy. But could be a no-hitter from Yamamoto.
You know, Jazz, when your first pitch.
Right here on MLB Network for Herald. See why I'm Greg. We have a no-hitter alert. Enjoy this game live on MLB Network.
Oh boy, you're crazy.
It's in the major leagues to establish himself as that guy. Dodgers looking for a sixth straight win and a 13th out of their last 15 after they took the first game 6-3 last night. Yamamoto comes home, and off we go. And the aggressive Marlins get a first pitch swing and a high fly ball and a home run for Jazz Chisholm on the first pitch.
Come on.
So that's Greg Amsinger.
That's Greg Amsinger. And then who really deserves the credit in that clip is Chris Young, the other voice you heard with Harold Reynolds, because he's the one that said, you know, Jazz is swinging early here. So he nailed that. But Greg Amsinger, yeah, that's the good old announcer's jinx. It happens all the time in basketball, especially at the free throw line. We see it all the time. I don't know what Greg Amsinger was thinking. Greg's great, though. He's awesome.
Well, here's the thing. I don't think it can be even the category of a jinx, because it was so outrageous to pick a no-hitter before the game had even started, right? It was an open. It was the leadoff
homer. Pitch of the game. Yeah.
So now, if he
comes, but I think it's just the ultimate, the other side, the extreme on the other
it's
side.
It's pretty wild. That was insane.
Yes, I'm with you on the extreme that the no-hitter was lost on the first batter that he just predicted. There's no question. It was hysterical. That was great. And Yamamoto has been awesome. Mm-hmm. But if they would have come back to studio in the fourth and he had a no-no going and he started talking about it, then I'd be like, oh, he absolutely jinxed him. To come out with some declaration, you're going to see a no-no tonight. Now, he has not a whole... It kind of backfires because he really doesn't have anything to lose, right? Because if he gets it, they're playing that clip forever that he predicted a no-no before the game started. The fact he didn't get it on the first batter is awesome.
I wonder if there's some history there with Greg, because he was kind of... I think he may have jinxed the pitcher here recently to where he was throwing a no-hitter deep in a game. So he was trying to get out in front of it and say, you know, he's got a no-hitter going. I could say it now because he hasn't done anything. So maybe there's a little bit more there that we don't know. Because that's what it felt like to me.
Mine is just as good because I actually admitted I'm probably going to jinx him here, and I did it anyway. At least I know my own faults.
Why you always lying?
All right, so originally we thought the scheduled release was going to happen tomorrow, Thursday, but then the NFL made it official yesterday that it will be next Wednesday. My question to you, though, is this. Tell the truth. Do you get excited for this during the month of May, like when the schedule comes out?
I love it.
Me too.
I love it because we go to all the milestones. All right, this is Thanksgiving Day. This is Christmas Day. These are the Monday nighters. These are the Sunday nighters. These are the Thursday nighters that I can't watch or I have to stream or whatever. Like, I absolutely love kind of picking and choosing where these milestone games are in the season. The openers, we just talked about it. Yeah. And so those I actually get excited about. Even though we already know the opponents, we just don't know where they're going to be slotted in the schedule. The other thing we don't know are, where's the bye coming from? Do they have an early bye? Do they have a late bye? Who do they play going in? What should their record be going into the bye week? Because they have a weaker schedule to start. Who has the biggest, the hardest strength of schedule? Guess who has it? The orange and fudge. Like, it's going
to
be...
By the way, you were close to Mel, Kadish.
Oh, sorry.
There. No, it's, I just love when you get rolling like that. There's a little Mel, Kadish. It's right there. I'm with you all day long, AR. I can't wait for next Wednesday because, you know, you and I will bring out the number two pencil and start handing records out and all that stuff. But you laid it out very well. And even for a personal reason, I like to look like, hey, are my Ravens going to be down in Cincinnati when it's warm? Because you guys know me. If it's cold, I ain't going. So I'm hoping that the Reds game or the Ravens game is early down in Cincinnati. So I cannot wait until we get to Wednesday. We'll have to wait until Thursday to do it on the show. But Wednesday night, I will be locked in to the schedule release.
So give me the, it's coming out Thursday?
Wednesday. So it'll be Wednesday night the 15th.
So you know what I get to do? So speaking of Mel Kiper, I'll email Frank because he wanted to, hey, what are you guys going to say? Well, we're going to be talking about.
Yes.
So bring your best Mel Kiper for the schedule release.
Browns, Bengals, we need his takes on that.
Get a little sticky, a little sluggish.
I think another good one is he did a really good Stephen A. versus Stephen B. Stephen A. Smith, Stephen B. Smith. I think that would also be good.
We need that. We need that.
You sit on a throne of lies.
All right, I'll finish up with this one. A lot of hype around a 2027 high school quarterback here in the local area. He plays for a CCL team, St. Francis DeSales in Columbus. It is RJ Day. My question to you is, tell the truth. There's starting to be a little steam with him on the recruiting trail. I know he took a visit down to Clemson earlier in the year. Do you think Ryan Day would recruit his son?
If he's good enough, I think he will. Honestly, I don't think he's just going to throw a Scully at him for no reason. Coach Day still wants to win at the highest level. He knows what it's all about. I think he can remove himself from that emotion. But if it makes sense football-wise and he looks at what his son has been in high school and what he thinks he can be, yeah, I think he'd do it.
I'm trying to think about father, son, all that stuff, playing for your dad. Obviously, you've done it with high school coach, right? Your dad was a high school coach, but that happens all the time. You know, and there are guys that have been great whose fathers have been, like Oliver Luck and Andrew Luck. That's the weird part. To answer your question, you want to talk about putting, come join, hey, the pressure cooker, the water's fine, hop on in. That would be it. So I'm not so sure. You like your guy to go stake your own claim and plant your own flag somewhere else. I'll say no.
And the truth shall set you free.
If you ever miss anything from the show, wherever you get your podcast, type in Rothwood Tonight. We had Frank Caliendo on. That was awesome. Adam Schefter, Matt Dare covering the Chiefs. Find us.
Outstanding. All right. We will talk to you tomorrow on a Thursday. It'll be a Gold Jacket Thursday tomorrow. So we'll hit you with the Mystery Hall of Famer up in Canton. So join us then. Common Man and T-Bone next. Rothman and Ice in the Fan.
Death, taxes, and beating Michigan every damn year. This is your flagship home for Ohio State football. The Fan, Ohio sports destination. This is a Fan Action Update.
This Action Update is brought to you by Tipico. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. We now know the NFL's scheduled release date will likely be next Wednesday. The current Super Bowl betting favorite is the San Francisco 49ers at plus 550. The Bengals are 12-1 and the Browns are 40-1. A Chiefs 49ers Super Bowl rematch is currently the favorite at 15-1. For your Tipico Action Update, I'm Scotty Vegas.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar.
See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit LindsayHonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus.
The Fan.
Good afternoon. I'm Paul Keels. Daytime baseball in Cleveland. Guardians trail Detroit 4-2 in the seventh inning. Cincinnati Reds try and snap a six-game losing streak when they host the Arizona Diamondbacks tonight at Great American Ballpark. Meanwhile, in the fifth inning, Columbus Clippers trailing at Iowa 5-2. Just one NBA playoff game tonight, Indiana and New York in game two of the Eastern Semis. Knicks won the opening game against the Pacers. In the NHL playoffs on the ice tonight is Boston and Florida. Game two of the Eastern Semis. Bruins have a 1-0 lead over the Panthers. And the opening of the Western Conference semifinal series tonight, Edmonton at Vancouver to face the Canucks. Start of tomorrow's opening round of the PGA Wells Fargo Championship in Charlotte, North Carolina, has been delayed from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. This delay because of the expectation of heavy rain in that area tomorrow morning. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar.
See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.